BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it down all in his prophecies what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective, for without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 411. Sledgehammer Show number 411, called A Crumbling Society. If we continue to let the Supreme Court and left suppress the moral law, morality from our public life, our country, and is not likely to survive the evil that will continue to grow within it. Let me introduce myself to you. I am Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. You don't have to be Jewish to come worship with us because, you know, the first disciples, the first Talmudim, they were all Jewish, and then Peter went to the Gentiles and started to send the word out to the Gentiles. So come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Our website is bgmctv.org. And if you like us or hate us, whichever way you slice it, you can send us an email at info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. There I put up for you many different websites and social media and other places where we put our videos. We're on Facebook, so look up Andrew Dinnerman. Twitter, Rabbi Andrew. Gab, BGMCTV. YouTube at BGMCTV. BitChute. We're all over the place. So look us up. Send, subscribe to our page. Go to Telegram and subscribe to the page. And if you would, if you like watching the Sledgehammer Show, if it's edifying to you, send a check or money order, even $5. $5 helps to, if we got almost 2,000 subscribers. If everybody sent $5 or $10 or more, that would be great. So send it to Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. And what do we got going on here? We got our good friend, Mr. Ben Jimenez III, will be joining us for our show tonight once again. All right, so we start off in Scripture, as we always do, because you can't look at the world events without first looking at Scripture. You can't look at the world events without first looking at Scripture. So what we're going to do is we're going to read Devarim, Deuteronomy 28, verse 21 and 22. Jehovah will bring on you a plague that will stay with you until he has exterminated you from the land you are entering in to take possession of it. Jehovah will strike you down with wasting diseases, fever, inflammation, fiery heat, drought, blasting winds, and mildew. And they will pursue you until you perish. What we're looking at here is the curses of Deuteronomy 28. And the curses are not for Israel alone. They are for the world because the Lord made the whole world. And each of us knows Jehovah Elohim, that's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, inside of us, in our spirit, because he created us. And what we're looking at here is a plague that's exterminating people. Now, I'm going to read off a bunch of things, because if you're thinking of getting a vaccination, or you know some people that got vaccinations, and there's new viruses, you know, Billy Gates, Silly Willy Gates is saying there's another pandemic coming. We got the global elite saying that there's another pandemic coming. Let me just read you off a bunch of names that people that died since, and this is just a small portion. Everybody knows the Buffalo Bills football player Dennis Hamlin died on the field. Okay, the hit wasn't that hard. I've played sports. I've played football, organized football. Okay, I was on the three championship teams and teams that didn't win anything in football. And that hit was not that hard, especially for men who are physically fit. Okay, so sudden deaths. Three Massachusetts law enforcement officers die suddenly within 4 days. That was on January 9, 2023. Old Dominion men's basketball player collapses during game, January 9, 2023. 17-year-old Wyoming basketball player dies suddenly after freakish medical situation, January 9, 2023. MMA phenom Victoria Lee dies suddenly at the age of 18 years old on January 8th, 2023. LA Times reporter dies suddenly at the age of 33 years old on January 7th. 18-year-old girl collapses and dies suddenly on basketball court, January 7th, 2023. Jamaica's former ambassador to the U.S. dies suddenly after collapsing while walking, January 6th, 2023. Orange County water polo coach dies suddenly at 28 years old on January 6, 2023. Police lieutenant dies suddenly at the age of 37 years old on January 5, 2023. 42-year-old special ops officer dies suddenly in his home on January 4, 2023. Journalist and Irish Times contributor Brian Hutton, 46 years old, dies suddenly on January 3, 2023. ABC News producer dies suddenly overnight following the death of producer Dax Tejera. Okay, he was 37. Former Jaguars offensive lineman Uche Nwaneri collapses and dies suddenly at the age of 38 years old. If you think this is a coincidence, you're not looking at the facts. And you need to truly look at the facts, okay? These are people that have taken the commonality between all those people that I just read off. The commonality is they were all vaccinated, okay? Now, it doesn't happen right away. It happens, you know, sometimes a week later, sometimes it happens immediately, sometimes it doesn't, okay? These vaccinations, do not take them, okay? And if you've taken them, look up Dr. Alfonso Manzo III and get his book or make an appointment to see him, or he does telemed also. But if you've taken the vaccination, there is also a way to detox your body through the Olive Tab body system, okay? There's many ways to detox. There's Dr. Zelenko's detox, but the Olive Tav is you take your right hand, put it on the inside of your left knee, you know, on the inner part. That's the right hand, put it on your left knee on the inside. Take your left hand, put it on the right knee on the inside, and do that a couple times a day for 20 minutes each, okay? It'll start getting the detox, it'll start detoxing your body. Okay, but look up Dr. Alfonso Manzo. It's an interesting name. He is Italian, and his family is from Sicily. Okay, and I think his website is Body by Design. Okay, it's a very amazing naturopath doctor. Ben, isn't this an amazing grouping? You know, I mean, this is just a small portion of people that have died. that have taken this vaccination. This is horrible information, but this is a plan, because what we're going to be talking about is what God is allowing to happen. How do you feel about, do you feel that this is just coincidence, Ben, that the people died suddenly? What do you think about all these people dying?
Well, I mean, there's no such thing as coincidence. And it's just, excuse my voice, I caught an upper respiratory infection.
Well, there's certain things you can do with that for the olive top body system.
I've been doing it. I've been taking some natural stuff, and it's actually kicked it in its head. I caught this yesterday, and I'm feeling a lot better today. Then tomorrow, praise Yah, I'm going to feel 100% better. I've been eating black garlic. If for those who don't know about black garlic. Black garlic is amazing. It's fermented white garlic, and it's edible in its whole form. And you would eat a whole head of garlic or two, and it acts as a what do they call that antibiotic. It's antibiotic, antiviral, but it's good, and it doesn't taste bad. It tastes like dried mission figs, for those who are curious. But anyway. Get back to the topic at hand. This seems to be amazing, but as I was listening to somebody speak today, I forget his name, but he had made a comment that in the past it was easier to control people than to control a million people than it is to kill them. And he said, but nowadays it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. For those who ran to get the the jab, it in itself what is a measure for population control. Yeshua had said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, says, and which of you by worrying can add a single day to his lifespan? And this is exactly what they did. They controlled everybody through fear, because nobody wants to die, but if we tell everybody that they're going to die by this invisible virus, and if we record a couple of deaths, and show the people that more and more people are dying from it, they're going to want to get this vaccine. They're going to want to get this solution so that they don't get sick. But what is that proven? Because everyone who's gotten the jab has caught COVID. I mean, there's those of us, who haven't taken the jab, and yeah, we might have caught COVID, but we recovered, It might have hurt like it might have hurt a lot, but we still recovered. There were reports before the vaccination came out that a 102-year-old Italian man in Italy had caught COVID and he recovered. 102 years old. But people didn't see this. People didn't pay attention to this. It's nothing more and nothing less than a stronger version of the flu. That's all it is. And, Hashem, he made us so that our bodies can develop antibodies against these wicked diseases, And most of these diseases, whether we know it or not, are man-made. They're man-made to control the population, to control us through fear, because We as human beings, we fear the unseen. As children, we were trained. Oh, don't go over there because the boogeyman's going to get you. As little children, we're being programmed to fear the unknown. What does the boogeyman look like? I don't know. I don't want to go over there because I'm scared. same thing. I don't want to die, so I'm going to take this jab. I'm going to take this jab. And lo and behold, look what we have. You know, we have that one person, I think it was a nurse, that took the jab in the very beginning, and she fell out right there and then. You know, and they tried to say that it wasn't because of it, because they didn't want anybody to panic. You know, but once again, Yeshua said, and which of you, by worrying, can add a single day to his lifespan? Your beginning is noted in heaven, and your end is noted as well. And we have to go from the beginning to the end, and the only one who knows the end from the beginning is the one who made us. So being panicking and fearing the unknown, I have an unseen God who has fought giants. You know, he's backed up little teenagers, because David was a teenager when he faced Goliath. You know, and who fought that battle for them? Hashem. You know, and we have to learn how to trust. If we don't trust, then this is what's going to occur. We're going to run into the arms of the enemy, because the enemy is not going to come at us with terrorizing fear. He's going to come to us with a solution. And to us at the time, it's going to sound good and logical. But we have to stop and think. What would Yeshua do?
Yeah, it's very interesting, because, you know, we have a world that's spiraling out of control. And this is all prophesied by the Lord in the plagues, you know, and the curses. Okay, so we need to look at that. And what we're going to look at for the rest of the show is corruption. Corruption in our courts. And there's another prophecy that we're going to get to in a moment in Matthew 24 about what Yeshua said. But first we're going to look in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about is corruption. Corruption at the highest level. And this corruption is worldwide now. And we're going to look at, let me bring up this next slide, because you need the two parts. Okay. No, that's the wrong one. Let's see here. Okay. We got a curse on anyone who moves his neighbor's boundary marker. All the people are to say amen. And then we got the corruption in Galatians 6, verse 8. Okay. So the boundary marker is what our society was founded upon. What was America founded upon? It was founded on freedom to worship our God the way we saw fit, on the Judeo-Christian values. Okay? So if somebody comes and they're a Buddhist and they want to live in America, you know, yeah, you can worship your God quietly in your own way, but we're gonna follow the Judeo-Christian value system. We're gonna follow the Bible. We're gonna follow the Bible from Genesis through to the book of Revelation, the 66 books of the Bible. And if you move the boundary stone, the boundary markers of what made America great. One, what made America great was God, because the people feared God and they followed God. Now, was it everybody? No, but we don't need 100%, because there's only going to be one person that's perfect, and that was Messiah Yeshua, okay? But when we move the boundary marker, then the societies, and I'm going to show you something that's going on, because it really struck me, and that's why this is the topic for tonight's show. The first thing we're going to look at is when you can't talk with one another, when you can't discuss, when there's no middle ground anymore, then there's a problem. So let me drop myself off the screen here. And liberals versus conservatives. Okay? Liberals, they want a powerful federal government. Us conservatives, we want the power to be localized to state and local governments. Okay? We want that to be that way because the federal government, you know, they should just protect the borders and they should be trade agreements and stuff of that nature. They shouldn't be getting into, you know, what, you know, if you're having sex, you know, in your marriage, they shouldn't be getting into sex at all. They shouldn't be part of that. But the liberals want the federal government in that. Okay? The liberals want believers in a welfare state and a government and government assistance. Believers, conservatives are believers in individual responsibility. Those of us who follow the word of God, okay? The Lord says, you don't work, you don't eat. So if you're poor, we left the corners of the field. The congregations were to assist. If somebody got sick, the people of the community helped one another. We don't want the federal government getting into all this, okay? Liberals, government actively looks out for lower and middle class, higher taxes on the rich, okay? The conservatives, trickle-down economics, tax cuts on the wealthiest class, okay? We're into making our own business. We're working hard and getting things done that way, okay? So what we're going to look at now, and I hope you're paying attention while you're watching this, either watching it live or you're watching it, the Sledgehammer Show, on a, whenever you have time. We're going to look at a couple of governments and what's going on around the globe. It's very important for you to realize what's going on. Now, Yeshua the Messiah said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Okay, nation versus nation, kingdom versus kingdom. Okay, that was in Matthew 24:7. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom versus kingdom. Okay, when we get to the point where we can, there's no middle ground. And people are about to go to war with one another. Then we're heading for total disaster. And let's look at this. Let's look at these stories. Thousands of Bolsonaro supporters storm Brazil's Congress in Brazil. Okay, they came in and they destroyed buildings. They know the election was stolen because we're not following God. Maybe, you know, some of them are sort of following God, but they're not fearing God, okay? And the people are getting fed up with these evil, these liberals, these lefts that don't, they don't know how to tell the truth. They lie, they cheat, they steal, okay? So it's getting pretty hot down in Brazil, not temperature-wise, but anger is welling up. Okay, so that's one country. Another country in South America, Peru. At least 17 dead amid protests calling for President Boluarte to resign. At least 17 people have been killed in Peru amid clashes between supporters of former left-wing President Pedro Castillo, who was arrested for sedition and high treason in December. The government security forces backing new President Diana Boluarte. Dozens of people were injured in outbreaks of violence Monday in Peru. Okay, so now you got Brazil and Peru, where people are really beginning to get 100%, you know, they're ready to go to war. The civil wars are, you know, you put the pot on the stove, on the gas stove, and it's getting ready to boil over. Okay, so that's two countries. Third country, Israel. Israel is, you know, we've had civil war in Israel, and it's in the scriptures. Netanyahu, in democracy, there will be no call to civil riots. A democratic country, the leaders of the opposition are not arrested, just as government ministers are not called Nazis, and Jewish government isn't called the Third Reich, and the citizens are not called to start civil rebellion, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, told President Herzog to call on Tuesday, Marav reported. The call came after an appeal from the president to politicians and citizens to calm the public discourse in the country. What you got is, you know, I had respect for the former Prime Minister Lapid. Since he's left office, that scumbucket, you know, and I can say it because I'm a Jew, okay, he's scum. You know, the Netanyahu's Nazis and this and that, because we don't want to let your faggots run around freely. We don't want, you know, businesses open on Shabbat. You know, we don't want homosexuality as, you know, you get mad because we want to teach Torah in the school, and now you're calling for, you know, the murder of the government, riots in the street, okay? Just because, you know, Netanyahu didn't do that while you were in power for 2 years, and now since you're out, you're calling for, you know, the Third Reich. So that's three countries: Brazil, Peru, Israel. Things are getting to a boiling point. Let's see, is there a fourth country? Iran. Iran sentenced three more protesters to death for waging war against God. Ignoring Western condemnation of its actions, Iran's judiciary has sentenced three more anti-government protests to death in charge of waging war on God. Iran's Islamist extreme regime already executed four people involved in the nationwide protests. Okay, now they're protesting because this woman was killed for not wearing her hijab. Okay, that's the Muslim garments and stuff like that. So now we have four countries on the verge of civil war. We got four countries on the verge of civil war. And, you know, things are getting really pretty hot out there, Ben. So what do you think about, you know, Messiah's words in Matthew 24:7, you know, nation against nation, kingdom versus kingdom? And we now have four countries. I mean, Israel's ready to go to civil war. Brazil's ready to go to civil war. Peru's ready to go to civil war. And I think here in America, we're one event, you know, away from, you know, total anarchy. And, you know, once, you know, if they arrest Pelosi, or, you know, things start, you know, we finally got the Republicans in, you know, power, and we'll see what that actually works. But I think, you know, many countries, you know, got Canada talking about the, you know, assisted suicide. We've moved the boundary stone. What do you think, Ben? You know, I mean, just four countries that I brought up just now, but there's more that are ready to go to civil war.
Well, definitely the boundary stone has been moved. And this is the reason why, you know, our father says, do not move your neighbor's boundary stone, because once it's moved, it's so hard to put it back. You have to fight and struggle, you know, to the death for that boundary stone to be placed anywhere near where it used to be. You know, and the corruption that exists among these modern day governments, you know, is the same corruption that existed in the times of the antiquities, you know, in the days of the kings and the tyrants, you know, it nothing changes. You know, Shlomo has told us there is nothing new under the sun, you know, and the fact that there's uprisings in these four, you know, countries. You have to look at the bigger picture. You know, you have to step back a minute and look inside the box, see exactly what is going on. You know, the people in you know, these are just four stories, but they're stories of the people in China giving up their lives for the very freedoms that we enjoy. You know, these people in Brazil, you know, they know that something's wrong, and they're standing up for their God-given rights as human beings. You know, we who live here, who were born and raised in this country, we take our freedoms for granted. You know, oh, well, you know, we're free. The rest of the world, you know, well, whatever happens over there happens over there. But, you know, we have to remember that even though we live here in the States, we live in a humanistic community. We live in a community of human beings that were all created by the same hands. You know? And we have to somehow put our own egotistical desires and you know, our sinful wants, we have to put those things aside, and we have to actually see what is best for the human race, you know, regardless of whether you're purple, white, black, or yellow. It doesn't matter, you know. If you look at nature, you have every color under the sun, and yet each color complements the next. In a picturesque scenery that is just breathtaking if you stop to look at it, you know? And all the colors blend together as one to make one statement. And what's that statement? We have a great God. Our God is great, you know? But we don't see that because we're so busy running around and fighting for what I want, fighting for what you want, fighting for what he wants, instead of fighting for what he wants. God wants justice. God wants righteousness. God wants us to follow his Torah. But because we in many different parts of the world have turned our backs on God, this is what we're facing. You know, I strongly urge, read Judges, Kings, Chronicles, and see what position Israel was found in. You know, when they turned their backs on God, they were taken into slavery. They were taken into captivity. They were taken away from their home, their God-given home, because God gave the nation of Israel.
Yeah, but you know what we see here, and what's really fascinating, is the. Let me bring up the Israel one. You know, in all my years, you know, and being a Jew, growing up as a Jew, always, you know, looking to see what was going on in Israel, never. Was it at this level where there's animosity, never being in the modern Israel? Okay, in the scriptures we see the tribes killing one another, splitting. Okay, there's a prophecy in the end of days where Yehuda will fight Israel. Okay, we're getting to that point when they're saying, you know, cause riots in the streets, you know, in modern Israel, we haven't seen this before. Where, I mean, because, you know, I think it's because they're surrounded by people that want them dead. They didn't go to this level of going after one another, okay? They didn't go after one another. And they had some You know, there was lines that wouldn't get crossed in modern Israel. But now, since there is an agenda from the left, and there is no talking to one another, there is no give and take. And we see this in Brazil, we see this in Peru, where America is coming to its end. We see that in Iran. Everybody said, "Oh, that's Iran." You have to look at the bigger picture. We have at least four countries right now at the brink of civil war. And Israel is at the brink of civil war. They really are. Okay? You know, Gantz and Lapid, they're calling for people to rise up against the government. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, I don't think the man's perfect, but they won the election. And, you know, I go back and forth with my wife because she's, you know, she's a big believer in the cabal and stuff like that. And I said, in Israel, you can't really do it as much because there's so many parties, okay? And you can't, where, you know, you got the uniparty here with the two parties. Where in Israel, you got to get that 61 seats, and no one party is strong enough to achieve the 61 seats, okay? It's not going to happen. Okay, it hasn't happened in modern Israel. And when you see the second most powerful party, I don't think they're as strong because they lost seats this past election. You know, people didn't like what Lapid was doing. And Gantz is, you know, people, you know, the religious people got a lot more votes, okay? And They aren't all the same religion because, you know, Likud is very different than the Orthodox, okay? You see, Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't have one of these on his face, okay? He doesn't wear the tzitzit that you see anyway, okay? He doesn't wear a kippah all the time like, you know, Itamar Ben-Gavir. So you see this strain going on. And what I encourage everybody to do is read Matthew 24 because these are the signs and wonders. But you got Brazil, Peru, Israel, Iran, and then there's other countries. I mean, you know, what do you think about this, Ben? It's, you know, it's really pretty fascinating. And I think, you know, you got Russia and Ukraine, you know, they're going at it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely interesting times that we're living in. But like I was saying before, we have to step out of the box and look in. Because although these things are going on in the world, they create a distraction for the shadow governments to step in and do what they want to do. You know, like Bill Gates has said that there's going to be another pandemic. How is it that they know this? Unless they're preparing for it, unless, you know, if you can pick up this PDF online, it's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You know, if you read this PDF, it tells you, and I think this PDF was written back in 89, if I'm not mistaken, where they were advancing towards biological warfare. It's the only way you can control people through fear. The human being has become so desensitized with all the modern day technology, you know, with your smartphones, your TikToks, your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your YouTubes, your Vimeo. You know, you have all these videos and there's an overload of information that we've become desensitized. We are no longer afraid of the dark, you know, and like I had mentioned earlier, how is it that you control people through fear? You tell them, don't go over there, or the boogeyman's going to get you. This is exactly what we're seeing in these four countries, and actually in a lot more countries, but we're just mentioning these, you know. And for one party to call for civil riots and another party saying, let's not do this, what is it that this one party is trying to achieve? You cannot conquer a people that is united. That's why Hashem calls us to be one. That's why Yeshua said, you know, may they be one just as you and I are one, Father. You know, and because in unity, there's strength. But if people maintain a division, and if these people can actually achieve that division amongst their own people, there is nobody that they can't conquer. Because through fear and division, it's how, what's his name?
A house divided against
Napoleon Bonaparte was able to win his wars. Because you divide the people from within. You attack the people from within and you divide them. You divide them on race, on religion, on political standards. You know, as long as the people are divided, okay, nobody's going to achieve unity. You know, we have to stop looking at the different sides and look at the sides that matter to us.
That's the part that we need to focus on, and that's the next section that we're going to go into. Right. You know, when there is no commonality of thought, you know, America was founded upon the scriptures. Okay, we were founded upon the scriptures, and there were people that followed things differently, but there was a belief in God. There was belief in, you know, a fear of God. There was, you know, belief that in do not lie, cheat, or steal. When we don't have that anymore, that's the key. You know, in Israel, they're not being able to talk anymore. That's the biggest linchpin to what's going on now. That Lapid and the government that's in charge now, he's calling to overthrow them. Did Netanyahu, did any of the other groups ever say that? You know, were they calling for uprising, calling for riots in the streets? You know, you got Brazil, you know. This guy didn't win the election. You know, anybody with a half a brain, but when you have the media that lies, and the next key, when you have the court system, that lies, that is another, that's the other big key to getting all this done. When the court system, okay, so the court system inside of the scriptures in Exodus, in the book of Shemot, Exodus chapter 18, verse 20 to 22. The key is, I'm just going to read the key verse 21. But you should choose from among all the people competent men who are God-fearing, honest and incorruptible, to be their leaders in charge of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And just the beginning of verse 22, normally they will settle the people's disputes. So Jehovah set up this system, okay? Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, was giving this advice to Moshe, and it was, you know, good advice that the Lord has it in his Torah, that we should have God-fearing, honest, incorruptible men to be the leaders. Okay, in secular you can have women in charge, but scripturally, a society that is going to be good is going to have men in charge, just because that's the way God designed it. Women are, you know, suited for other things, and they're much better at other things than men are. Okay, so God has in the book of Exodus, in the book of Shemot, for your judges, for the ones that are going to settle disputes, they one have to be first God-fearing. That means believing in God and following his word. Honest and incorruptible, okay? That means they're not going to take bribes. They're not going to, you know, do things on their own accord. They're going to follow the laws that are prescribed. Okay? Now, when you are able to corrupt the court system, okay, that's why we have this was the leading part. If we continue to let the Supreme Court and the left suppress the moral law, morality from our public life, and our country is not likely to survive the evil that will continue to grow within it, okay? If the court system is no longer God-fearing, if the court system is, if the people in the court system, be it male or female, if they're not God-fearing, if they're not honest, if they're corrupted, then you get this problem, okay? The American judicial system was, the whole of America was designed phenomenal. It was definitely of God, okay? Because you had the three equal parts. But the judicial system never says it's a lifetime appointment for the Supreme Court, okay? If we find that they're corrupted, they can be removed, okay? So we need to look at this, because when our morality is gone, when that morality is gone, then what transpires is a whole corrupted system of our country, okay? So this is a quote from the very first Supreme Court justice. His name was John Jay. He said, "No human society has ever been able to maintain both order and freedom, both cohesiveness and liberty, apart from the moral precepts of the Christian religion applied and accepted by all the classes. Should our republic error forget this fundamental precept of governance, men are certain to shed their responsibilities for licentiousness, and this great experiment will then surely be doomed." This is something amazing, Ben, that the first Supreme Court Justice, John Jay, said. It's something amazing that, you know, once we remove that cornerstone, once that cornerstone is removed in Brazil, in Peru, in Iran, in America, in Israel, then, you know, you're heading for civil war, and millions and millions and millions of people are going to die. And, you know, I think we're heading for civil wars all around the globe, you know, because it's prophesied in Deuteronomy 28. What do you think about, you know, this what John Jay wrote, and how this experiment is doomed to fail now because we don't have judges that follow the Lord?
Well, we can I'm very impressed by this statement right here, but it goes to show how much different our two societies are. The society that John Jay grew up in was a society of thinkers and true philanthropists. You know, these people didn't just seek out their own benefit; they sought out the benefit of every citizen, you know, under their government. You know, and I say their government because I'm talking about the citizens and not the politicians. Because if we look at the Constitution, it starts off with this government is a government by the people for the people, and not a government of politicians to rule the people. And this is what they were trying to prevent, you know. And they were trying to make it known that what they want is a righteous government, you know, with the morals and the precepts that God had instilled in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you know, in the Torah. These people were, I believe, in their own right, they were to be considered God-fearing men. You know, because they approached their leadership in the same way that Shlomo approached his leadership when God came to him in the dream and asked him, "What is it that you want?" And he says, "You know, I'm young and I don't have much knowledge. Give me wisdom to rule your people. Give me wisdom so I can lead your people." You know, and God granted him, you know, to be the wisest man in all the earth. He was so wise that, you know, he rode both ends of the coattail and came to an epiphany of a conclusion at the end of his life. You know, and the whole of man is to obey Torah and follow God, to fear God and to obey his Torah. That is all we are here to do. You know, and these men, they had that. They wanted to apply that to everyday life. But once again, we've allowed the snake to enter through the smallest crack and infect the people. You know, you see these movies about zombies and all this stuff, you know, but there's a correlation with zombieism and what's happening today. Because everything that's happening today is an infection. It's an infection of the soul. And why is there an infection of the soul? Because we have turned our backs on God. We have told God, "Hey, we don't want you here. We're going to do whatever it is that we want to do, and you can't stop us."
I think it's more like a cancer. You know, it's a cancer that has grown, and the body is dying, and you know, the cancer eats up the person.
That's the infection. That's the infection. You can call it a cancer, you can call it zombieism, you can call it whatever you want. But an infection is an infection. An infection infects the you know, a virus infects the healthy cells, you know, and turns the healthy cells into sick cells, you know. And unless we take our medicine and we stand up for the Word of God and what's in the Word of God, we are not going to be well. You know, we're going to keep spiraling down this tunnel of disease, division, you know, of sin and of unrighteousness and of corruption. But we see, like, even when Israel was spiraling down that funnel, we saw that when they said, "Whoa, wait a minute, let's turn around and stand for the Word of God and stop, you know, worshiping these standing pillars, these standing stones, and let's go back to the truth of Torah," how God blessed them. You know, he says in Chronicles, what is it, 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." It's a four-step process to teshuva. Then he says, "I will hear from heaven." Why will he hear from heaven? Because as long as we're in sin, our prayer is an abomination. As long as we refuse to follow Torah, our prayer is an abomination. But if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and he will forgive our sins and heal our land so he can produce again for us.
So let's look at more of what John Jay said, because this is what's going on, because the court in Brazil, I mean, they're not following the scriptures, but the court is corrupt. The court is corrupt in Peru. The court is corrupt in Iran, and the court is corrupt in, sadly, Israel again, because they don't follow the scriptures. They don't fear God. They, you know, they're allowing, you know, two men to get married. They're allowing, you know, this grooming. All this is nasty stuff that God calls an abomination. So John Jay said, the Bible, is the best of all books, for it is the Word of God and teaches us the way to be happy in this world and the next. Continue, therefore, to read it and regulate your life by its precepts. Imagine if, you know, a Supreme Court justice were to say that today. You know, people's heads would spin off their shoulders because they are following the devil. Okay? If you're not following God, you're following the devil. You can't say, well, I don't believe in the devil. That doesn't matter. As long as you don't believe in God, you're believing in the evil. Okay, so let's get one more because it's really quite amazing. John Jay also said and wrote, "The Bible is the best of all books, for it is the Word of God and teaches us the way to be happy in this world and the next." Okay, that was a duplicate. Okay, let's go here. Providence, okay, Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is their duty as well as privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers, okay? Now, back then, when he said this, it meant something. You know, when you said you were a Christian, it meant something. People say they're Christians today and they can't even quote the Ten Commandments. They can't even quote Five Commandments. Okay? When, you know, people say they're Christians today, they don't read the Bible. Okay? They don't go to church. I mean, we're not going to argue about the Shabbat right now in this show, but they don't even show up on Sunday. They say they fear God, but they don't follow any of his rules. So Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers. We have rulers in our nation that are horrendous. You got rulers in Brazil that are horrendous. You got rulers in Peru that are horrendous. You got, you know, the former rulers in Israel are horrendous. Now, do I think the new government is perfect? No. There's only one government that's perfect, and that's Messiah Yeshua's government. Okay? When he comes back, then it will be a perfect government. But until then, okay, we got to start doing some things to change the course that we're on. We looked at all those names of people that have died suddenly. God is allowing all this to happen. Why? Because we chose rulers for ourselves that were evil. Okay, well, they stole the election. President Trump is still supposed to be there. I agree. But if God is sovereign, why did he allow these people to get in charge? It's because we're not wanting God in our lives. So Ben, give us your last couple of shekels.
Well, the whole of the message is let's return to God and let's follow his commands, because his commands are great. His commands are easy and they're not burdensome. They're only burdensome if we try to resist them. Let's do like Israel did. Let's return and we'll see how blessed we can become. Once again, and we might just hold back the hands of time just a little bit, enough for our second and third generation to grow up and fear God. Just listen to the word and take heed to what's going on. Open your eyes, stand back, and duck if you have to.
And then with the words of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, "I don't know how an oath becomes meaningful unless you have faith, because at the end you say, 'So help me God.' And a promise to God is different from a promise to anyone else." We're living in some troubling times, people, and we need to come back to the promises that we made to God. We need to remove leaders that don't fear God, that want to be sworn in on comic books or anything other than the Bible. But to just swear an oath and putting your hand on a Bible but not believing in the God of all creation is as bad as swearing on a satanic book or a comic book or a Quran. Troubling times are escalating worldwide, and it's because we've forgotten the Creator of heaven and earth. We need to go back to following Him. We need to walk and follow in spirit and in truth. You've been listening to The Remnants Call, The Sledgehammer Show. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe for Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation. And until next week, Shalom.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnants Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnants Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. the spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.